Lord says, stand up, Saul, and draw off your tears. You must preach the gospel for many long years. I'll send you to the Gentiles, I'll send you to Rome.
Amen.
Go right on a preaching till I call you home. I count it on Adam, I count it on Cain, I count it on Jonah, but he was the same.
Yeah.
I count it on Judas, he proved a true. So go tell the world,
Amen.
Paul, I'm a counting number.
Amen.
3 days has gone by, Lord, and still I can't see. Here comes Ananias with a message for me. He said, Brother Paul, the Lord in the sky has sent me to heal you and to open your eyes. I'll sing. You must be shipwrecked, huh? Listen. On the desert, shipwrecked at sea. But go right on preaching the gospel for me.
Yeah.
I count it on Adam. Yeah. I count it on Cain.
Yeah.
I count it on Jonah, but he was the same.
Yeah.
I count it on Judas. He proved a truth.
Amen.
So go tell the world, Paul, I'm counting on you. So go tell the world, Paul, I'm counting on you.
Amen. Well, can God count us such today? Amen. I thank God. I'm nothing today. I don't you know that today. I'm way placed in that. I've got four today. I can't even walk this. I've got to hold my hand. I can't even. I talk, let me lose my tongue, tell him to read it. Amen, let me give me the breath. I love him more. Well, I'll tell you what, I ain't nothing, but he's everything.
Yes.
Thank you, praise God. Y'all pray for me. I don't know how to teach him, Lord. I can't do this without the Lord. I just got a little thought in my heart, and we'll pray God we'll take and read a few scriptures. God bless you. Pray God I'll preach, and if not, I'll get out of the way. You know what? God's faithful.
Yes,
I may not be, but God's faithful.
Amen.
I've got a few scriptures on my heart here.
Bless you, Lord.
In Joshua chapter 14, verse 6. God pray for me. Yeah.
Good. Let us hear God.
God's
healed me.
Amen.
Yes.
Joshua 14, verse 6. Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua and Gilgal, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh of the Kenzites, said unto him, Thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God concerning me, and thee in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. And I brought him word again, as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt. But I followed the Lord, my God. And Moses swore unto me that day, saying, Surely, the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine burden, and thy children forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now, behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, all I am this day, 84 years old, as yet I am strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now. For war both to go out and to come in.
Yeah.
Now therefore give me this mountain, whereof the Lord spake in that day, for thou hearest in that day how Anakim were there. And that the city were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him and gave it to Caleb, the son to Jephunneh, Hebron, for an herds. Yeah. Hebron, therefore, became the herds of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenzite, unto this day, because he wholly followed the Lord. God of Israel. And the name of Hebron before was Jireh Arba,
Lord, so I'm going to point, God. Lord, I need you this morning, Lord. I ask God to give me out of the way just for a few moments of time. And Lord, I realize today, God, I can't do it without you, Lord. And God, I wouldn't want to try. Lord, today, I pray, God, Lord, that you just take your anointing upon me today, God. Empty me myself, God. Hide me behind the cross just for a few moments of time. And God, that I might preach your word. Lord, I might be east and in season. Allison, God, yes, that I stand. I got to tell it off the dying world, God, because I have the game.
Yes, Lord.
And I have the sin. I got with you, you need today, God.
Bless
I'm with you, West today, God.
Yes,
God. Lord, that we might get something out of this today, God.
Yes, God.
And Lord, you know my heart today, God. I love everybody.
Yes,
and my heart is sorry, God, is I put Lord the third. I lost it undone. I will sell my Lord. God. But that devil died way more today.
Yes,
I pray, God, today, just take me and use me, God, for your glory and your life. And God, may I never fail. I got to stop and say thank you, Lord,
yes, Lord,
for what you've done for me. Pray God to see old Jossie here. And pray God the thoughts upon my heart. And when there's nothing between you and God, I pray to God. We thought okay to care. I pray to God. I want you to remember back.
Yes,
I pray God 45 years ago, brother. I pray God when he was down in Kadesh Barnea. I pray God when all the sickness and spies. I've got the spies. The land of Canaan. The land that God had given Brother Jeff. I pray God. I'll tell you right now. I pray God. Boy, for 45 years, this man. I pray God. Boy, he wholehearted. Followed God. Boy, ain't that good? Ain't that good? I pray God. He said, listen, Joshua. You were there. You were there, Joshua. I pray God. You know what the God had promised me a day. I pray God. I'm seeking it. I promise it. I pray God, good I know. I pray God that God's promises are true. I pray God ain't the same for us today. I pray God for here. I pray God, God promised us a land. I pray God there will be no more heartache, no more pain. I pray God there'll be joy, peace, and love. I pray God I'm in a search for a city, a builder and maker of God. Boy, I'm looking forward. I pray God to a land. I pray God where there'll be no more heartache. I pray God, when we look around today, heartache from every side, Brother Shannon, I pray God, no peace, I pray God, hatred and bitterness, I pray God, and throughout our land, I pray God, but boy, I'm glad, my eyes set on another land. I pray God, look at him. He said, boy, I tell you what, they spread my heart. I pray God, boy, for 45 years, you know, brother, Tyler, they had to be doubt. I pray God, because he lived, was a doubt, a bunch of doubt people, unbelieving people. I pray God for 40 years. I pray God, a good God, kill them out. I pray God, boy, can you imagine him? I pray God there was disturbance in that 45 years. No doubt, pray God, he has seen. I pray God, a lot of his friends die in the wilderness. I pray God, no doubt, he has seen Mary die. He has seen Aaron die. I pray God, they were alive. A discouragement. I pray God, boy, in them times. I pray God, you know what? Josh was saying, Kevin was saying, I pray God. Through it all, I am wholehearted, my Lord. He said, I kept the faith, I pray God, I thought the fact, I pray God, I finished the course, therefore, I'm ready, I pray God to receive my inheritance, I pray God, I want to be like old Taylor, I pray God, I want to clean, I pray God, I've had nothing, I pray God, when I stand before the Lord, and nothing between me and God. Sometimes we need to examine ourselves. You know that? I pray God we need to step back, Brother Jeff, and just take a good examination of where we're at with the Lord. I pray God I do that. I pray God, are you a perfect no? I feel God. I pray God, boy, praise God. Do I make mistakes? Sure I do. I pray God, but there's one thing I know. I pray God, I didn't get saved on my marriage, on my righteousness. I pray God, it's on his righteousness.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen, brother. Amen.
Boy, I tell you, I pray God, the closer I get to home, the closer I get to depart from this life. I want to be like, okay, up here. I don't want nothing. I pray deserve today. Boy, I tell you what, I pray God, you think about old Caleb. I think about old Caleb says, he said, I can enter today. If God brought me out of bondage, I pray God, out of Egypt. I pray God, when all affliction and trouble, I pray God was the bonus. He brought us out of.
You know, I can't ever forget this deed.
I pray God. He said, I can enter today. I pray God with the Red Sea. A pardon. I pray God that media. Some people cross. I pray God on dry land. I pray God just rolled up the water on both sides of the Red Sea. I pray God. I pray God. I can't ever forget that deed. Church family. I pray God, I condition today. I pray for them. I pray to God to get us all back here. I praise God. Boy, I want to be like old Caleb. You know what Caleb was doing?
He got down there and he said, listen to me. Praise God, Joshua. God made me a promise back here 45 years ago when I was 40 years old. He said that day he was going to give me the flag and my foot trotted out. Now he said, listen to me. He said, my strength is today as it was then.
As it was then.
My faith is today as it was then. I still got some fighting. He said, listen to me. Other giants up there. In that way, great God. And he said, with the Lord's help, I'm going to go up there. Pray God. And I'll drive that bus out. Pray God. And God has given me a place. And you know what? Hebron's a place of refuge. I pray God ain't a place of protection. I pray God. Boy. The Bible said right here. I pray God that God give him rest. He's seeking a place of refuge for his family, buddy.
Yeah.
And for his sake. He's seeking a place of refuge for his family. Well, it's good today.
Amen.
It's good to know the Lord's back.
Yes, it is.
Amen. Listen to me. I don't have to be here. Praise God to get along with God.
That's exactly right.
I don't have to be here to be your God. No. I don't have to be here to God speak to me.
That's right.
Oh, I tell you, some of my better times, praise God, are all on the library. Just me and him. Praise God. There ain't nothing more precious, more, praise God, valuable than that today. Just to know that I'm his and he's mine. Praise God.
Thank you.
You know, I like to tell this. And Shannon, sure, Dave, Brother Jared, they know this for the truth. You know, my mommy, she wholeheartedly fought the Lord. Wholeheartedly. Did she make this statement? Sure she did, just like I do. Did she fail God? Sure she did, just like I do. But you know one thing? Lord was the most important thing in my mommy's life.
Amen.
And you know what us kids can look back on Brother Tyler? About 2 or 3 months before she passed away, she told us, she said, if something happens to me, don't worry about it. Everything's good. Everybody's good with me, God. I know where I'm going. Praise God. She didn't come out and say this, Poetess, but what she's saying is, there's nothing between me and God. I'm ready to go if the Lord should call me. Boy, I tell you, that's precious. That's stable. What a testimony. Amen. What a testimony to leave your kids. To leave your family. To leave your community. I pray to God. There's nothing between you and God today.
Yes.
What about you today? Amen. I don't know anybody's heart. But listen to me. If there's something between you and God, get it right. Get it right. If you go down the home stretch, I pray. How when we were near the home,
folks,
and we walked away, making such a between us and God today.
Sir.
I love you so much. Amen. I don't care who you are, where you've been, what your last name is, what you've done. God loves you today. And God has to say,
amen.
If you know what I know, but God, you give it to me. Get up to me. There's more joy and peace in serving the Lord than anything I've ever witnessed. I'd rather have God in my